her mouth. She wants to ride it, she's trying to hide it. I'm cool as ever, she's too excited. Her man look like he wanna fight. He ain't doing nothing but running his mouth. Talk about it, we all about it. They making plans, we sit and count. Our chair is stacked just like a mountain. You heard about it, she running around.
Generally speaking, do you think time moves fast or time moves slow? Says the 50-pluser.
It depends.
No, it doesn't. I can tell you the older you get, it flies.
Yeah, but okay, I'll counter with this. Doesn't it feel like the countdown of the draft is taking forever?
Sam,
that is just because it's in Green Bay. If it was in Kansas City or Dallas, you wouldn't get
it. Sure, but like it doesn't.
I don't know. The Packers with the 23rd pick, it feels like we would be talking about that. They underperformed this season. It feels like we would be focused on, you know, to use your phrase, Chewy, a tool that they can improve the team with. I feel like we would still be talking about it pretty exhaustively. In fact, we haven't even talked about the fact that it's in Green Bay that much. It's more about, like, what are the Packers going to do with the picks they have?
Well, I hope they don't get a tool. You know what I'm saying?
Like, no. Chewy says the draft is a free agency tool.
Yeah, but I don't want a tool. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't want the player to be a tool. I want the player to be a good guy.
Tell you the truth. I'm just wishing for one thing. That's it.
Drama.
No.
Chaos.
Snow. That's it.
That's because...
You're a Richard.
Yeah.
I was going
to
say.
Yes.
Speaking of tools, that is a tool move by you. Because you won't be here. The rest of us will be freezing our tuckuses off in Green Bay if it snows. I don't want it to snow.
No.
I want it to be a fantastic time for all of my colleagues coming in from ESPN. You know, we got an email the other day that was like, and be prepared, Green Bay weather is unpredictable, lows right now in the 40s, highs in the 50s, you know, for all of the folks who are coming and don't know what to expect from weather.
Sounds like a lovely April day, Jen.
I think if you polled the country, everyone watching would want snow.
No.
Because Green Bay is snow. It's the frozen tundra.
No.
They want snow.
No, I covered that draft in Chicago. I think it was the first year that it went on the road, maybe the second, 2015. Very, very cold.
Yeah.
Very, very uncomfortable.
Well, because where they did it, too, you just had the wind
right on the lake.
Whipping off the lake.
Right on the lake. That's where their red carpet, gold carpet, green carpet, I don't remember what color it was. Blue carpet.
Who cares? Might have been
blue.
Who gives a crap?
Yeah, it might have been blue carpet. The reason I ask about the does time move fast or slow, and we could put that on the Jen Gabe and Chewy Twitter poll. Again, generally speaking, is because remember back in February when we thought that Jair Alexander would be moving on, when we thought it was an inevitable that Jair Alexander and the Green Bay Packers were parting ways? How long ago does February feel right now? I feel like we have been talking about Jair and this imminent divorce for years.
I mean, don't get me wrong. Part of me respects Goody as a fellow stubborn person for holding on this long. But come on, man.
Yeah, but
like, the inevitable conclusion is there. I understand you want to pretend like, we might keep him. You got to trade for him because we're not going to cut him. We just might keep him. No, you're not going to keep him. You're just going to cut him. This is the inevitable road we're going to end up down.
So there was a report yesterday, Chew, I'm sure you saw it, that said that the Packers have heard interest from other teams in trading for Alexander, but no deal is imminent. And then the article goes on to elaborate on perhaps why the deal hasn't developed yet. And I got to be honest, guys, these feel like real big sticking points. These feel like really pertinent and relevant and substantial details to an alleged deal being done. Those sticking points are the Packers' desired compensation, and Alexander's unwillingness to take a pay cut.
I got to tell you what, Jen. That sounds like everything. That sounds like the entire deal. Like, they weren't close on anything.
That sounds like any deal ever. What does it cost? And it's like I'm buying, hey, we are close to buying this house. Haven't moved to the area yet. I live in a different state. And we haven't agreed on price yet, but we are close.
Haven't even put in an offer to start negotiating.
House. You know what I mean? Like, so where would you say, Chew, we are today, a little over a week from the NFL draft, on the Jair Alexander sweepstakes in Green Bay?
I would. Well, there's part of me that says if he is not gone by Sunday via trade, they cut him on Monday. But going along Gabe's stubbornness route, they could be spiteful and hold on to him to the very last second and then cut him then. Because I think there is some spite that is involved inside of 1265. Yes or no?
I think Goody just wants to get something instead of getting him for nothing.
It's not going to happen, though. Because, A, he's not going to take a pay cut.
Yes.
And A, he would have to rework his deal.
Correct.
To have more of an incentive-laced contract where you get X amount if you only play X amount of games. Now, I'm kind of torn because is this the last year of his deal, Gabe, in Green Bay?
I think he's got 2 years left on the current contract.
Because I was going to say if it's his last year, typically guys ball out because they're going to be free agents. You know,
let me ask you a question, though, Chu.
Do, but then there's the Leopards don't change their spots and he's going to play six games.
Here's my question, though. From a strategic standpoint, why not just wait until after the draft and see how the board shakes out and see not only what you get, but what other teams get? There may be teams that are in the market for a cornerback. The board doesn't shake out the way that they want it to. It doesn't break the way they want it to. And all of a sudden they're like, all right, now we need him. Now, and you know what I'm saying? Like, is there any incentive to just waiting to see how the draft shakes out before you move Jair?
I just don't think anyone's going to do it after the draft because I think for them, the money's a big holdup and they're not stupid. They know he typically only plays 6, 7, 8 games a year and they're not going to pay someone $17.5 million to do that.
Yeah, if he's unwilling to negotiate any salary, yeah, no, you're done.
Yeah, and they're going to fill. Like, most teams are going to fill their gaps if they have them, even if it's not at their desired position. I don't think Jair's value enough is where somebody's going to trade for him and then immediately assume he's their CB1. They're going to have another path.
I think there's going to be lots of interest in him once he gets cut.
Correct, yes.
A lot of interest in him once he gets cut.
But at their price?
Yep.
At their amount of years? Yes.
He's not going to take a pay cut. He is not.
Well, no, he's not going to take a pay cut. He's just delusional. He's not going to take a pay cut until he has to. Like, once he gets released, then the numbers are going to be whatever the numbers are. He's not going to take a pay cut up until that point. Like, it's a game of chicken. Him and the Packers are in the middle of a game of chicken, and he's just going, just cut me, man, or pay me my money. Those are your two options, and the Packers don't want to pay him the money, even though they pretend like they might.
And my guess is he wants out of Green Bay.
Probably.
Well, that's when you said the spite thing, Chu. Maybe there is some spite coming out of 1265, but I think that there is more spite coming from the Jair camp. I think he's disappointed and frustrated about the way that it all shook out. I think he thinks, man, I've said shook out a lot this morning. I gotta pull out the old thesaurus and find another term. But I think he thinks that he did a lot for this franchise, and I think he feels like he should have been treated differently. Again, not saying he's blameless, not saying he's flawless. We all know that he handled situations poorly. But I think he thinks, come on, guys, this is not how you treat, you know, at one point the top paid player at the position, your number one guy back there, you know. But again, it's an example of how the mighty have fallen, you know, and that's just the reality of where Jair is. Is it possible in any of your brains for this thing to actually reconcile?
No.
No.
No. The Packers,
he's delusional. The Packers do not want players that are going to play only if they're 100%, which is the dumbest thing. You can't. You just can't. I'm sorry.
I thought there was a possibility a month ago, like in March when this thing was still dragging on. But based on all the reporting, whether it's coming from our guy Rob Domofsky, whether it's coming from Tom Silverstein, it seems like the Jair and Packers thing just is not going to be able to fix itself because they would have had to start working on that. And instead, they've just been holding out hope that they're going to be able to trade him. And there hasn't been any movement towards, okay, let's see if we can work this out with Jair. There's been word service. There's been, we might keep him. Better trade for him now because we might keep him. We really like him. Clearly we like him. Everybody knows we like him. You should probably trade for him and give us something so we don't keep him.
Does the Jalen Ramsey news from the other day, Chu, change this at all? I mean, at one point you could have made the argument that Jair was the number one guy or at least the most decorated guy on the market, and then the Miami Dolphins you know, make that announcement about Jalen Ramsey, that does that change where Jair might go, the market for Jair?
Could, but Ramsey's on the back end too. I think he's more on the back end than Jair is. I mean, he's got to be. He feels like he's been around forever.
Jalen Ramsey is 30, will turn 31 in October.
Yeah. Do you guys think they would trade Jair within the division?
I think they would take anything they could get for him right now.
They would. You think they would trade him to Detroit or Minnesota?
I do. If they would be willing to give up a draft pick, I think Goody would, yes. Because Goody wants a draft pick.
I would. Because you know he's going to, if that happens, Gabe, he's going to go there and he's going to play 17 games and he's going to be a Pro Bowler.
No.
Maybe not an All-Pro.
I wouldn't confirm any games past the two against the Packers.
Yeah, that's the only thing I know.
The guy's played 50% in 3 years.
He's going to play those two games against the Packers. After that, who could say for sure?
Yeah, I just got a bad feeling about it.
Does your
I want him gone. I want him gone because I just don't, you know, like I said, you can't play this.
I mean, at this point,
17 game season at 100%.
At this point, I look at it too, like, if he wants to go into those division teams, he's going to once I release him. So if they want to offer me something, yeah, I'll take something instead of having nothing.
Yeah.
I was just reading an article that said that Jair is slated to make $17.5 million, while any acquiring team would have to pay Ramsey $21.1 million. So you got a difference of about $4 million there. Alexander could take a pay cut to make a trade more palatable, but it doesn't sound like he will accept that. You know, if you're Jair's agents, you know, his team, support staff, wouldn't you suggest, hey, right now there's going to be a lot of teams, if they're looking for a cornerback, who are going to be sniffing around Jalen Ramsey, even though he's 30. Because not every GM has Goody's rule about 30
Correct.
And over, alleged rule. So I would say to Jair, hey, the way you make yourself more attractive, you've already got the age benefit, but is to offer your services for a,
but it's
for
gotta
a
be
deal,
a,
for a steal.
But it's got to be a team he wants to play for on top of it, right? Like, let's say, and I don't know if this is true or not, but if the Packers were entering into negotiations with the Tennessee Titans, Titans are going, yeah, we want a cornerback. Think Jair wants to play for Tennessee as they rebuild that thing? Probably not. So why would he renegotiate his deal for a team like Tennessee?
If they cut him, he's going to get $8 million a year with the ability to make it up to 17 in incentives.
Yeah, and he's going to get to choose where he goes.
It. Yeah, you might as well steer it to where you want to go, but he's a moron, you know. I mean, he is a moron, right?
I don't know if he's a moron. I'd say he's different.
No, he's a moron. I play with morons, and he's a moron.
What makes you say that, Chu? What behavior, what makes you say moron?
That's just the way he handles things. Like, oh, okay, you know, I'll try to play against Chicago. And the guy only cares about himself, which is probably 25% of the NFL as it is. But he's not going to lay it on the line for his team. He's not.
I think all that matters and all that should matter to the Green Bay Packers is, do you affect this team positively or negatively? And you could take that two ways. Do you affect this team positively by being here? You could argue that by being there and only playing 50% of the time, you're actually affecting the team negatively. Because they don't want that precedent. They don't want that out there as an example from one of their leaders of how you can carry yourself, how you can, you know, occasionally contribute. So that's one. Do you affect the team negatively by keeping him on the roster, thinking that he'll turn things around and then he doesn't? Is there any chance that his production is greater than, there you go.
Being a
that
moron.
Works, Joshy.
I mean, who walks out?
Not them being a moron, but just like whatever detraction you're risking by keeping him around.
Who walks out to the middle of the field on a coin toss when he is not even designated a captain? That is a moron.
Yeah, that was a scarlet letter, man. That was like, yeah.
He's the captain now.
Who does that?
Jair.
Right? I mean, I'm sorry. I don't want to play with a guy like that. I don't want to go to battle with a guy like that. I'm not going to defend. That's kind of the Ross Verba effect. When the whole defense is fighting him in training camp and not one of the offensive players went over to help him. That's just funny.
Yeah, I'm guessing somebody would have Jair's back if that were to happen.
Well, but wasn't he working out with Xavier McKinney?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that video just came out last week. Him and Xavier were working out together.
Did that make you think that maybe they, you know, there were some warm and fuzzies there, that maybe they could put bygones be bygones and put their differences aside? Not Xavier and Jair, but the Packers and Jair.
No.
Well, he's trying to mentor them, I'm sure. Because we mentored Verba after that and like, hey, Verba, we don't do that in practice. We don't hit a player late in practice that's on our team, okay? We just don't do that. So I'm sure he's trying to mentor him, which I don't think it's going to go very far.
But I don't know, why would McKinney mentor Jair? Jair's the older player.
Because he's not mature.
I think that'd be good. I think they're just buds.
Going on.
I think they're just buds.
Yeah, maybe.
I think they're just buds working out.
Sometimes you just don't want to work out alone.
You know? Chewy does. Chewy hates working out with people.
I've never had a workout partner.
That's true. That's right. So this is very foreign to Chewy. He's like, why would you call someone to work out with? Let's put it on the Jen Game and Chewy Twitter poll this morning. Are the Packers going to end up trading, cutting, or keeping Jair after this latest report from Spoon and Company? Tom Silverstein, he did a post about it, and then everybody sort of aggregated it out into many, many, many articles. But what are your thoughts on this? Again, apparently there was interest in a deal, but none of the specifics of a deal. So, you know, I'm interested in your house, but I don't live in the area, and we haven't talked at all about price, but I'm interested in the house. 800-990-3776. Still a lot of stuff to get to this morning. We are about 1 week out from the NFL draft. Wide receiver, another one, visiting the Green Bay Packers. Scratching my head a little bit over this one. We'll discuss that right after this on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Speaking of the draft, there is a lot of buzz that is surrounding the draft, but you, of course, are never going to find one seeping through Pella's Windows and Doors. You know we love Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin here at ESPN Wisconsin for a lot of different reasons. And there's a lot of different reasons you should make Pella your number one pick right now. Right now, you can take advantage of no interest financing options or free glass upgrades. And with Pella, you know you're going to have a lot of options. You know that the product is going to be top of the line. Talented designers and installers can match your unique home through seamless customizations. You are never going to regret working with the fine folks at Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Certain restrictions do apply. Deal ends April 30th, so place that free in-home consultation today just by going to PellaWI.com.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Look, you take Jesus and the presence out, and it's not even in the top 10.
Well, I mean, yeah. I mean, if you take sex out of the anniversary, then that's not that fun either.
On 94.5 ESPN.
There's a lot of reaction already on the Carbless Talk and Text line to this Jair conversation. I think people want to like Jair. I really do. I think they want him to be a better version of himself. I think that would make things a lot easier for the fan base. But they recognize that there are, you know, cracks in the foundation. There are issues there that could derail, maybe not the entire team, but certainly a defensive backfield. It could derail a defense. You know, like, so they're not willing to take that risk if he's not willing to turn over a new leaf. Is that fair, Gabe?
It's a shame because everything seemed like it was going so well under the new defense and he had been playing well. And then in Jacksonville on the final play that the Jaguars had that game offensively, he comes up limping with the knee. Like if the knee injury doesn't happen, look, the last couple of years haven't been good for him health-wise. Maybe there's another injury that pops up at some point. But if that knee injury doesn't happen, I wonder if we are here having this conversation today.
Jen, what would you do if you bought a brand new Mercedes, right? Brand new Mercedes. And you had it for a year and a day. And the warranty has run out. Okay? And then something blows in the engine. You get it fixed, right? Something blows inside. How long do you keep getting it fixed before you get rid of the car?
Well, are you familiar with my Tahoe? Are you familiar with the... I know it's not the same as a Mercedes, but come on.
Jen's got a little bit of that stubbornness in her. I respect it.
But every time you're throwing out $6,000, $8,000 for a car that's 1 year old in a day.
Well, to be honest with you,
don't you get rid of it?
I guarantee the Packers have done sort of what I did, which is like a cost efficiency a model, an algorithm to see how much you need to get out of said asset in order to justify continuing to dump money into it. Now, it's a little bit different. They're not dumping money into Jair. They're paying him. Mm-hmm. But like, yes, there is this idea of what do we got to get out of him to have gotten our money's worth? And I'm sure that they have done that, you know, and I'm sure that it might be part of the reason why they're hesitating to pull the trigger on this.
Yeah. And second of all, Chew, I mean, 1 year warranty. Next time you get that car at Ewald, yeah, get that 20-year, 200,000 mile
there you
warranty.
Go.
That sucker deal was that.
Yeah.
My goodness. Everybody Ewald knows Automotive. The thing blows the day after the warranty expires.
But I mean, how many years is this going on where he's only played minimal amount of games in the season?
I mean,
was this past year three?
I think it was year two, because the last 2 years he's only played half the games. He had an injury certainly before that, where he blew out his shoulder when he came up to make the tackle, but that wasn't like that was unfortunate back in 2021, because then he came back the following year, played 16 games in 22, and now the last two have been the issue, where he's only played 14 games.
And he's a year older, and it's just, I don't know.
Let me get to some reaction on the Carbless Talk and Text line. John in Milwaukee says the Packers are and have been done with anything to do with Jair Alexander. They will not help him in any way. Yes, they will probably cut him at the least opportune time for him, as they should, since he only played half the games. You won't get anything for him because he only plays half his games. Is that the way that you think of it, Chew? Like, this is what he's done. You mentioned the leopard can't change his spots. It seems like he will only be on the field if he is, quote-unquote, 100%, and it is very difficult to be 100% in a physically demanding and punishing league like the NFL. But what if he goes to a new team and decides, hey, I'm going to be available. I'm going to be good to go as often as I can for my new team. Then do you have a little regret, or is that only circumstantial? Is it only because he's got the new team? And you know, when you're in a new relationship, you put your best foot forward, mm-hmm. you do all the things, cleaning the dishes out of the sink and whatnot, you're putting the toilet seat down, right? Like, is it possible that you think with a new team, you see a new Jair?
No, he'll do it for 1 year until he gets paid, and then he'll revert right back to where he was. You know, and I could name a laundry list of players that play out in their final year of their current contract, going to hit free agency, and then they tank, and then they suck. I would rather have a guy like Bakhtiari, right, who tried his damnness, tried to do whatever it take, had surgery, took shots, did all that. I would rather go to battle with a guy like that, even though he clearly couldn't play anymore, than a guy like Jair. At least he's showing an effort. At least he's putting it all on the line. At least I can trust the guy. Can't trust Jair. You know?
Well said, Chew. We'll put it on the poll, as I said. Are the Packers going to trade, cut, or keep Jair? What do you think ends up happening in the end? We'll take a break here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. I want to get to the wide receiver story, because the Packers are certainly doing their homework on the wide receivers available in the upcoming draft. We'll break it all down right after this.
Buy one, get one. Scream at Sicilian. That's something to scream about right now. If you stop by Pick and Save or Metro Market stores, you can pick up Scream at Sicilian Original. Right now, it is buy one, get one. It's an incredible BOGO deal that goes through April 22nd. Look, we keep talking about that draft. You're probably going to be sitting at home. You're probably going to want something great to eat. Of course, Scream at Sicilian, it's going to go together with football. It goes together with everything. So many different flavors, so many different toppings. You're going to find something that you like. So stop by. Buy one, get one. Scream at Sicilian Original Crust right now at Pick and Save and Metro Market stores, and you can taste what all that screaming is about.
Everyone's go-to source for all NFL news.
And we're going to get right to some breaking news here that just came down. This tweet from Adam Schefter.
Adam's on the phone. Adam, yeah, you have more news? What do you got?
They're going with another move.
And here is the man who knows all, Adam Schefter.
It's ESPN NFL insider Adam Schefter.
It's always hard to beat a team three times in one season. It just is. I wouldn't be surprised if they meet again. And I wouldn't be surprised if Green Bay is in that game and Green Bay has a chance to win that game.
Adam Schefter on JGC is sponsored by Island Resort and Casino. Gaming, casual, and fine dining. Two golf courses, a luxury spa, and live entertainment. Your total experience is at the Island.
We love catching up with Adam Schefter, especially now that we are about 1 week away from the NFL draft. Feels like we've been talking about it for a very, very long time, and yet there is a new report about Jaire Alexander. Good morning, Adam. How are you doing today?
Good morning, everybody. How are we doing?
Well, we're okay. We're still trying to figure out what's going to happen with Jaire Alexander and the Green Bay Packers. What's the latest? What are you hearing? Our team sniffing around? We put it on the Jen, Gabe, and Chewy Twitter poll this morning. What do you think is going to happen? They're going to trade him? They're going to cut him? They're going to keep him? How would you vote in that poll?
I would vote that they would wind up releasing him. That would be my vote. But, of course, we'll see how the draft process plays itself out. Look, there have been ongoing conversations throughout the whole offseason. It's not like this is new or surprising. There have been teams that have checked into it. Nobody's done the deal so far. The Packers are holding out hope that I think when the draft comes, that somebody comes a cornerback short and comes to Green Bay and is willing to do something, and he or the player, Jaire Alexander, and the team can figure out a rework contract, and then maybe they figure out something that can result in him being traded. That absolutely could happen, but I think it's more likely that they wind up just moving on from him.
Adam, the fact that Shedeur Sanders was not invited to be one of the draft picks, not invited to Green Bay, does that tell us anything? That he
no, I think he was invited. I think he was invited. I think he opted to just be at home with his father in Dallas. That was the choice. Every top prospect, most top players are invited, and I had not heard that he wasn't invited. I think he was invited. I think he just preferred to take in the draft with his family.
Where I get confused, Adam, his dad is the king of look at me, which I'm sure trickled down to his son. So is there a fear there that he could be along the lines of an Aaron Rodgers and may not be as drafted as high?
No, I don't believe that. I don't believe that's what's happened here. I believe, like, again, every player has different reasons for doing what they do. Some people want the bright lights and that night. Shedeur's been around that his whole life. I don't think he needs it. I think he's looking for something different. And you're talking about his father being the king of, what did you call it there, Chewy? I forget. King of what?
Look at me.
King of look at me? Like, there have been enough people that looked at Dion and Shedeur their entire lives. They don't need one more night of it. And I also think probably they probably view it, if I had to examine this, I haven't asked this, my own theory, as a business proposition. Like the NFL, when it invites these players, you know, they get something out of it and the players get something out of it, right? The NFL gets these players to boost their product and to put on the TV production that is the NFL draft. And the players get a thrill of a lifetime, a night they'll never forget. And I think Shedeur probably thinks, well, what are you paying me for that? I don't know. I'm just guessing. Like, you know, by the way, if I were a player, I would want to be paid to go to that. A lot of money.
Sure.
If I were a top prospect. If I were the single most intriguing prospect in this draft and the story of this draft was where I was going and you wanted me to come to your event, how much are you paying me to be there for it?
Yeah, fair enough. So you do think he'll go, he'll be a top pick, top 10 pick?
Well, I didn't say that.
He is the most intriguing one, though, without a doubt. Like, he's the pivot guy.
Correct. No. And I said this. I could see him going 3 to the Giants. I could see him going 9 to the Saints. I could see him going 21 to the Steelers. I could see someone trading up between 3 and 21 to get him. And where he's going to go, we'll see. But that's how I view it right now.
Mm-hmm. Adam, what was the best part of Augusta?
Certainly not the 20-year-old kid who came running up to me on Friday afternoon and said, "Did you hear about the humongous NFL trade?" And I had a heart attack. That was not the one that I really enjoyed the most.
What a jerk move.
Let me tell you something. The people there that I encountered over the 3 days there were so polite and so gracious and so nice. Everybody except this one kid who, like, charged at me, like frantic. Okay? And he's like, "Did you hear about the humongous NFL trade?" And I'm like, "What?" And he goes, "I'm just joking." My heart sunk into my chest. You know,
I can imagine because you're without your phone and, you know, that's your lifeline to all that information. And here you are just trying to take a few hours out of your busy schedule and enjoy the magic of Augusta. And somebody had to go and jam it up like that. No, I don't like that kid. That kid's on my list.
By the way, everything is so laid back and peaceful and casual. And this guy kind of came at me a little aggressively and, you know, did that. And honestly, like, kind of startled me. And like, and when he said that, my heart did sink into my stomach. Like, what did I miss? Like, what did I miss? Right. And by the way, just for proof, I brought my 65-year-old cousin. He just turned 65 that Wednesday. He had spent 40 years practicing medicine. He had been asking me to take him to the Masters for years. I figured, okay, retirement, turning 65, I'm going to get you a ticket this year. And I got him a ticket. So it was me and him. And when that kid walked away, my cousin just turned, he goes, what a jerk. Like, even like, you know, he said it. So it wasn't me imagining it. Like, it was the way the guy, it was his delivery approach style. You know, it was what you think it would be. It was one of those guys.
Adam, there's always a lot of intrigue around the quarterbacks. Interesting that Jalen Milroe is invited to Green Bay, plans to attend the draft in Green Bay. Are you hearing that, you know, he could go in the first round? Are you hearing there are teams that are interested in Jalen Milroe at that position?
Yeah, I think he could. I don't think he will, but I think he could. I think he'll be a day two pick. And I think sometimes the league likes to have guys there for day two to step onto the stage, you know, to rile up the crowd, you know, to kind of make it feel bigger. Again, back to our Shador point, you know, this is a production. This is a TV production, right? So if you're taking part in the TV production element, you know, the NFL flies in the players and their families. They make it a great weekend. It's sort of like the old argument back in the college days pre-NIL. You get a scholarship, right? You get a scholarship to the – well, they're not paying. Yeah, but you get all this stuff. You get the free education, get to come to the school. But it's sort of like the same thing in a prehistoric system. Well, you get you and your family to the draft. Everybody flies in. You get an unforgettable night. That for a lot of people, is enough and worth it. So for Jalen Milroe, it is. And, you know, he'll be – I would imagine – he's got a chance to go in one. I don't think he will, if I had to guess. And then we'll see how night two unfolds, and he'll be there, assuming he doesn't go home, because sometimes people have done that too, where they didn't go the first night and they didn't stick around for the second night. So that's always a question. Like, that seems to happen every year. There's 2-3 guys that don't go in the first round. Some of them are dejected enough, annoyed enough, disappointed enough, pissed off enough that they just leave. They're not there for the second night. So, I mean, I seem to see that happen every year. Every year.
Adam, I know this is kind of fresh, but what happened with Jalen Ramsey? Is that a cap-saving move? Did he want out of there? And how much interest do you think he'll garner?
I'm surprised that there's so much reaction about this, to be honest with you. It seemed like that both sides wanted to move on, and I always felt like that was going to be the likely outcome, and so it came out formally yesterday, and I think it's a tough contract to trade. You know, you're talking about a team that would have to absorb $21+ million. I don't think anybody's going to be willing to do that at this point in time, and now, are the Dolphins willing to pay down some of that contract? Can they pay down some of that contract? Do other teams just wait it out until the Dolphins release him? But clearly, as the Dolphins said, the two sides are parting ways.
Adam, what's the best thing you ate at Augusta?
You know, I will say that my eating routine and habits were thrown completely out of whack. Like, you don't get to eat when you want. You don't get to eat what you want. Like, even this area, like, on Friday, I had to get a shuttle to the airport, the Augusta airport. And I really, for lunch, I had a tomato pie, one of those tomato pies that they have on the cool. Anyway, and it's like, you know what it was like? It was like the McDonald's apple pie, but just with tomatoes inside. That's exactly what it was like.
All right.
It was odd. It was okay.
So yeah. Is that like ketchup in a pastry? Is that what we're talking about?
But like fresh tomatoes, though.
Gabe, no one loves the menu. No one likes pimento and cheese.
No,
okay?
Let me tell you what.
No one likes it because it would be in restaurants everywhere if that was the case. The food there is cheap, which is
the food
okay.
there is, but the food there is a part of it. The food there is good, and the Georgia peach ice cream sandwich is fantastic. You don't even know. You've never been there, so shut up.
You know
you're making it sound like an LSU tailgate or Alabama. Come on, it's not even close.
Barbecue pork sandwich is good.
Ole Miss is the standard. I thought we had established that a long time ago. All right, I got an idea then. Why don't we put together a list for Adam Schefter, who will be in Wisconsin next week, of places in the Green Bay area that he should eat, right? You can either DoorDash from them, or we can make it work. But I think we should put together a list. We should have our loyal listeners weigh in. They pop up to Green Bay all the time for Packers games. What are your must stops? What are your go tos?
But it's funny you say that, because I didn't finish my master's thing. Like, I just didn't get to eat the way I normally would eat. Like, it's just you're grabbing what you can when you can. Like even Friday. I went to go stop in this area where you get, and they're like, no, we don't serve from 3 to 4. I'm like, you don't serve from 3. Like, I walked off at 3:20, the course. I got a 4 o'clock shuttle to the airport. I get to the airport now. The airport's packed. What did I eat there? I found a smoothie and a bag of pretzels. Like that, that was what I ate, you know, and you're just eating what you can when you can. So it was not a great eating experience. So if you want to text me some places that deliver in Greek, because literally, I'm just telling you, I sit in my room and I stay on the phone and I don't leave. So I need places that are going to deliver to me in Green Bay.
This is next great.
Week. Adam, right.
And by the way,
a Kroll's Butter Burger.
Yeah, Kroll's is.
Go to Kroll.
Kroll's next to the stadium?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Butter Burger.
Well, by the way, that's the other problem. Like Thursday, Friday, Saturday, I know like ESPN's got runners and all these people that work really hard, but like you're just sitting there all day and it's like, They you don't know when they're going to bring you food. You don't know what they're going to bring. And this week and master, like eating is a guessing game. Like you don't know when you're going to do it. You don't know what you're going to be doing. And it's not ideal. It's just not like those are the two that's just part of the job. Like people don't know that. I don't want to complain about it, but eating is very important to me, right?
But so, you're 100% right. This happens to me on the road every week, Adam. This is exactly the thing. And the margins are so thin between the assignments and the travel. You know, so you got to hit it just right, like you said. God forbid you roll in when they're on a shift change, and you're like, "Well, I guess I missed my chance. I'm gonna have some pickles and a string cheese, you know, and maybe I'll grab a protein shake or a protein thing." Yeah, 100%. I deal with this all the time.
I'll be eating a lot of pretzels and power bars next year. That'll be my diet.
So
in Green Bay,
what are you? What are your favorite foods? You know, if we're going to be, if we want to cultivate the list and tell you places to go, like if you're not, if you don't like cheeseburgers for whatever reason, you know, we wouldn't send you to Kroll's. But what are the foods that you want to eat? What are the types of foods that you're looking for so we can cultivate a good and accurate list for you?
Here's the thing. I'm a relatively healthy eater. I don't want to eat things that I'm on air that are, you know, like I'm wiping my hands on my suit, you know, and it's all greasy and everything like that. I like wraps. I like smoothie, like things that are going to be easy and good and relatively healthy. Like
seafood.
That's not. I like seafood. Yeah.
Red lobster right there. A runner can go right there. There's a red lobster right there.
You can't eat seafood on the set, man. You can't be sitting there next to all these other guys. Mowing some shrimp. Well, it doesn't work that way.
Also, seafood in Green Bay. I don't know if we're, you know.
It's Red Lobster game. Oh, I love Red Lobster. Little lobster mac and cheese. Are you kidding me, Adam? You dominate that.
I think here's the deal. Tuesday night, I'll probably be in my hotel room. Wednesday night, I'll probably be in my hotel. Maybe I might go out to dinner. I might go out to dinner one of those two nights for like a quick bite. That could be so if there's a place that you'd recommend going to one of those nights. And by the way, if it's so good, I might go back there two nights if I go out both nights, but I probably won't. I'll probably be in my room just on the phone. So I'll be ordering in food. Like that'll be probably the thing. So if you want to send that to me, you let me know.
Absolutely. We're going to compile it. We're going to talk to our loyal listeners. They're going to give us their best ones, and we will send over options for you. Most of them, I'm sure you'll be able to DoorDash as well. There's a couple that are real close to the stadium, to that Titletown area, that I think we can make this work for you, Adam. We don't want you to come to Green Bay and leave, you know, like you did the Masters, where you were like, food was fine. It was fine. It was a fine experience.
And I think it's fine. It's get what you can when you can.
Yeah, it's utilitarian.
Look what I brought you guys back from the Masters.
Oh.
Three of them.
Oh,
Adam,
baby.
Adam, you're the best.
Adam, don't you play with us. Don't you tease us with that Masters gear.
Jen.
Oh,
there
yeah.
It is. Three of them.
That was so kind of you, Adam.
I love it.
He is, if you're not watching on the YouTube stream, showing us three green Masters caps. I don't wear a lot.
Should I mail them to you, or should I mail them to you, or should I bring them to?
Jen's gonna be up there. Right?
Yeah, I'll be up there. I'm sure we'll find some time to see you at some point up in Green Bay.
Well,
next
whatever's
week.
Convenient for you, Adam. You know, you don't want to stick them in your luggage. You don't want to stick them in your suitcase. We certainly.
I think we should mail them. You don't
I
want them carrying.
I think I might.
Yeah, you don't want them carrying those around.
Yeah, well, by the way, like, I don't know when and where I'm going to see you. It's sort of like eating. Right. I don't know when and when it's going to happen, right? So, like, I'm just going to mail you the hats.
All right.
Can you imagine Adam's just carrying around three masks
just in case
at the draft?
He's talking to the studio?
Yeah. We'll get you the address. He's talking to coaches. He's talking to agents. Speaking of, Adam, I'm going to offline with you about an agent that I've been dealing with. Man, has it gotten exhausting. I don't know how you do this all the time, man. I don't know. Props to you, kudos to you, because
is it the agent I connected you to?
It's that agent's PR team. Yes. Goodness gracious.
Well, actually, there's a woman that works for him. That's very good, very helpful.
Wonderful. All right. Well, we'll make sure that we.
So you're not a fan of Drew Rosenhaus, then, huh?
Chewy lamed the one agent that he could. The one agent that came to his mind. Also, Chewy just threw that name.
Adam didn't move his face. Yeah. Didn't give
Next
a
question.
Single hint.
100%. I said I was going to offline. Now it's online. Adam, we appreciate you so much. Have a great one.
Thanks for the hat, Adam.
If that's the right answer. If that's the right
answer.
Correct, which we don't know
that of course. Adam deals with all of the agents. Exactly. All right, Adam Schefter, always a pleasure every Wednesday here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Safe travels to Green Bay.
Thanks for the hat.
We'll see you in Wisco.
Can't wait. Each and every week when we talk to our boy Adam Schefter, he's brought to us by the Island Resort and Casino, premier resort destination, the largest north of Milwaukee, with everything you like to do in one awesome location. Visit islandresortandcasino.com and book your total experience today.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
excuse me. Hold on. Getting choked up over it. So, hold on. Give me a moment.
On 94.5 ESPN.
Live listening, show replays, exclusive content. It's all on the new ESPN Wisconsin app. Speaking of exclusive content, new episode of Thanalysis just dropped moments ago with Giannis. Check it out on the ESPN Wisconsin app. You can listen to Giannis's playoff preview with his brother Thanasis, all a part of Thanalysis, again on the ESPN Wisconsin app. Your state, your teams, your ESPN, the Wisconsin sports fans' way, best way to keep in touch with their favorite ESPN Wisconsin shows and keep up with their favorite teams. Find the new ESPN Wisconsin app in the Apple or Android app stores.
Good stuff with Adam Schefter. Let's go ahead and try to compile a list for him, all right? Jen, Gabe, and Chewy, loyal listeners, places in Green Bay that you have
Whoa,
dined.
What do we got here? We got Bango in the house.
What the heck?
Had no idea that Bango was going to be showing up. He's got it. Not only does Bango have himself, he's got a cardboard cutout. What is going on?
Hi, Bango.
Fear the deer.
What do we got here? Oh, he's handing me a card. We're going into the Bucks playoffs presented by BMO with a Bango. Oh, I get it. Get in on the action with our dear friend and share all the postseason action with your audience. Visit Bucks.com/playoffs for information on upcoming community events, the freshest gear from the Bucks Pro Shop, how to secure playoff tickets, details on the matchups, and more. Bango, I must say, this is some fresh gear.
I like the jumpsuit.
Got on here.
The suit
can we
looks
get,
great.
Can we get? Oh, he's on. Good. I was gonna say, can we get him on the YouTube stream so folks can see the fresh gear that Bango is sporting? Looking good.
Looks great.
We don't have a lot of room in here, so Bango, you can't do all of your acrobatics and your, you know, crazy flips and whatnot. It's early, he said, too.
Yeah, you got to stretch before you do that, Jen. You can't just be doing that cold at 8 a.m.
This is very exciting. And I do think that we had an announcement as well regarding the Milwaukee Bucks here at Good Karma Brands. I believe that one Giannis Antetokounmpo has an audio exclusive on the Thanalysis Show podcast feed available on ESPN Wisconsin app. And that has dropped already, Gabe?
That's available right now. Go ahead, go to the ESPN Wisconsin app, find Thanalysis, and listen to Giannis's playoff preview as the Bucks get underway on Saturday.
Bango hanging out with us here in the studio. What a surprise. We had Adam Schefter, and now we have Bango. The rest of the show is just going to be a real letdown.
Is Bango bigger than Schefty? Does Bango think he's bigger than Schefty?
Let me.
Yeah, he thinks he is. He thinks he is.
Hold on,
yeah.
Hold on. I'm going to stand next to Bango, and we'll see.
Bango's, oh, yeah. Yeah.
I think Bango's got him.
Yeah.
I think Bango's got Shefty, guys. Well, it's good to see you, Bango. I know you're a dear of few words, so it's tricky here
makes
on the
it
radio.
Tough on the radio, yeah.
Oh, we got a Bango cardboard cutout, though.
Is that kind of like
we just get to keep that?
Woo!
We just get to keep Bango.
Oh, nice.
All right, we got to make sure we keep Bango in the background at all times during
this
playoff run.
Stick him in Chewy's chair.
Yeah, there you go.
Bango, thanks for being here.
Go Bucks! Bucks in six!
See you guys!